This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I would love to catch up. We have so much to take care of. So if we could do it during the song, just a general, like, what's going on. And I am interested. Like, I want to.
I love hearing what's going on with you guys. Whenever we're recording, I'm like, let's get some extra time scheduled just because, like, I know you're going to kind of unload on me what's happening in your life, which is great. But we don't have the extra time. So let's just do it during the show and just, like, if you could bullet point through.
And we start with whoever wants to go first, just like a little what's going on, and like you start speaking, and then we'll say who you are, and then we'll get on to new business.
Either one of you can go, and it doesn't matter who goes first. And
are you talking to us now?
Sorry, I'm so sorry. Was that for that was for
that's
both of
for
us.
Both of you? Yes.
Okay.
Whoever wants to go and just kind of say what's going on, and then we can.
Honestly, it's faster if you speak simultaneously. So if the twos of yous could just both kind of like get
well,
your.
Well, just the twos of us is Kim's.
Just the twos.
Goes.
Sorry, Sean has been in Boston, of course, for a long time.
Yeah.
And so he's picked up some of the the local.
If the Blues of Clues could just go ahead and say whatever, I defer to you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, no worries. You know, I'm from Boston, Sean.
Oh, nice. So then the twos of us are actually...
Love that dirty waters.
Uh-huh. And that is... I'm hearing that every time I open my door.
Bum, bum, bum.
Big Poppy!
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears.
More than a feeling.
The Bears.
If you get caught between the moon and Boston City.
It's up to you, Cambridge.
Dunk, dunk, Dunkin' Donuts. Dunk, dunk, Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunk, dunk, Dunkin' Donuts.
So this is the first episode of March. This is historically... the month where, Kevin, why don't you explain what we've done with March in the past?
Sure. So traditionally in March, we do what's called tri-month, where the boys try, but only for the month. And we historically have on a bunch of really famous guests.
And that's okay. Who have we had in the past?
Tony Hawk, Sinbad.
John.
John Hambone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Others, Will Forte. Thomas Middleditch.
Yeah. That. And they were all great. But.
Yeah, that's the thing that okay, for sure. Keep going, I guess.
No, what?
No, it just did. There did feel something historically and the but.
Hmm? What?
Hmm? Walk me through what's happening for you. You know,
I mean, actually, it wasn't your
episode
last...
two.
Was I in the list?
Yeah, you were in last year's.
Io and Julie. I think it was like a 5-weekend March or something.
Yeah.
So it was like kind of part of it, but like.
Was I part of it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Was Paul a part of it?
I'm just asking. That's all.
And I'm asking the same thing. And I'm asking myself, and I'm actually going into my mind palace, and I am sorting through the different shelves on the various rooms and saying, was Paul a part of Tri-Month?
Scanning the hard drive.
And I'm
eyes
coming up
sort of dead
with nothing.
Okay.
I think, yeah, you didn't have to go to the mind
That's
palace. I think
it
had already been established that I was not part of it.
But this month, so it was never actually really supposed to be like that, Kevin. And maybe, Kevin, you can explain some of the misconceptions around this month.
Yeah, this will be good. Let's pass the mic off to Kevin.
Again.
Wait. Before you clear up the misconceptions, will you explain what the misconceptions are?
That it's a month for celebrities?
That is actually what I'm asking Kevin to do.
No, but I wanted to ask him to do it too.
Okay.
I'm not negating your asking.
I'm helping.
Well, now I feel like I need to ask.
You know what? I'll be honest. I'm not helping. I wanted to feel the same thing.
Now I feel like as the main second co-host, I need to ask as well.
And what we are asking, Kevin, just to clarify, is A, what are the misconceptions?
Okay, now I'm the only one who hasn't asked.
And two, Hayes's original ask, which is to clear up the misconceptions.
To explain what the misconceptions are, to clear up the misconceptions. And now I'm the only one who hasn't asked. And Paul and Io have alphaed me right out of my rightful place as the second main, you know, primary other co-host of the show.
Uh-huh. I don't think we were even trying to do that, and it just happened. That is a testament to a true beta, is that even accidentally, you just get squashed.
You know, if you're feeling
threat because me and Paul are on our apex shit, then that's on you. You know what I mean?
Oh,
if you read anything about Jordan
Sean,
Peterson,
be quiet.
This is Lobsters 101.
Sean, be quiet.
This is
Sean.
I'm getting lobstered.
Sean, be quiet.
Yes.
Here's what you need to know about Io and I right now.
Yeah.
And Io, I think you'll agree with me.
I'm pretty sure I will.
We're in sicko mode.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Now, Kevin's had a lot of time to think.
He has, but he's going to get a little more because I do need to ask. So, what are the misconceptions? And can you also.
And this is a big part
chance,
of the episode,
Kevin,
so I'm
please,
glad that Kevin has had plenty of time to think about it. Go ahead,
Kevin.
Can you
please
clear his pants? Okay.
Try month meant that the boys are going to try. The misconception was
we
earwolf.
Have that. Earwolf,
Earwolf said, oh, try by having famous people. And we said, try by having a great episode.
Okay, can I actually take this over?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's see.
It's really Good just luck. A spelling mistake.
Yeah.
What it was is they were spelling try, T-R-Y, but we always intended it to be try month with three entities, two guests, and then Hayes and I.
And then me and Sean are one.
It was supposed to be try like 3 months. March is the third month.
It feels like the mistake ended up being a little better. I mean, I don't know. Don't want to.
January, February, try month.
Idea. I get it. It's got.
You're saying that the mistake was better by having like really, really famous people on the show, better than what we were intending. I actually disagree. And this year, the celebrities have reacted to that, I think,
for sure,
by not agreeing to be on the show.
Mm-hmm. That any other month, I think, is what they were mostly saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Kevin, can you talk about some of your experiences this year trying to book a famous person?
Sure. So in January, I started reaching out to people. And I reached out to 30 names that I thought were realistic for Try Month, and 15 of them said
important
no.
Distinction. Important qualifier.
And you just dabbed on them.
Did you just, did you just dab on my ass?
Yeah, I was thinking of all the no's, and I just kept having to. I don't know. My
also
body
seemed
reacted.
Like maybe you were chomping down on that arm.
Yeah, I skipped a meal today, and I won't say which one.
Don't you understand about sicko mode?
Me personally, is this for me?
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Basically all of it. I mean, I'm seeing it and I'm experiencing it. So like, I understand it in that way. But in terms of like me being able to wrap my head around how someone would go full
Even
sicko mode
that.
And
yeah.
what that entails, other
You'll
than
get
what
there.
I've just watched.
You'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get okay. there, little boy. Yeah.
Young Menino, he in sicko mode.
And so, Kevin, you reached out to 30 people.
Yeah, 31.
31.
Mm-hmm. 31? And
yeah.
15 no. immediately said no.
No / unavailable.
Margot Robbie.
I'm not available, but also no.
If I was available.
I'm not available right now. My schedule doesn't permit it, but also I will not
clear,
be doing it.
To be clear, I'm not available, and that is not why I am passing on this. I guess you would call it an opportunity. I would call it A tremendous insult.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So 15 no's, and what? How does the rest break down?
Just 15 no responses, stiff arms.
Okay.
Oh, so wow. That
would, so, wow. Oh, sorry.
16.
So, 16. You sorry? Yeah.
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 Sort of brutal statistic.
That is, a stiff arm to you is not responding to an email at all.
Yeah, they just no response.
Stiff arm to me implies more contact. Like that, I think that is responding with the no. And that maybe like a cool spin move would be the
so I got
the lack of response.
16 where spin moves grab air. And 15 stiff arms.
Maybe stonewall is a more appropriate term.
Okay.
But regardless, in each of the to carry on this analogy, you every
ice
time
out,
you send an email.
Ice out.
16 ice outs?
That's not football. That's not like football stuff.
Ice age.
Is that what we're doing? Oh.
The other stuff is football stuff. And just to continue the analogy, every time Kevin sends an email, he is getting carried off the field on a stretcher. And the crowd is like clapping. He moves a little bit. He gives a little thumbs up for the stretcher. And the crowd is like, yeah, Kevin. Yeah. Every time he sends an email asking to book a celebrity guest on Trimark.
And a few minutes later, the doctor comes out on the field and says like, hey, that thumbs up was an involuntary muscle spasm that occurred as Kevin.
That's really bad. That's actually a really bad sign.
There is no contact to the brain anymore.
Extremely morbid. We just want to be clear
that everybody on the field kneels to pray Friday Night Lights style.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
They pray for Kevin. Yeah. And there's a hush over the stadium. So the first 15, what was the response?
It wasn't first. Was it 15 no's and then people just stopped responding? Because that
word
implies
started
to me
getting
that
around.
The celebrities are talking to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a Hollywood community and they are keeping each other abreast of each other's emails.
They're on the text chain and they're like, okay, he just got to mean it. They're still asking people, apparently. The no's aren't really working.
The fact that you think it's a text chain and not a clubhouse room, I feel sad for you.
Okay, well, that's something. That's better than nothing for me.
That's true.
Take what you can get.
Who said no?
Who said no, Kevin?
Yeah, let's go down the list.
Let's just do a few.
Okay.
Who said no, and then who just never even bothered replying?
Yeah.
No's from Bob Odenkirk.
Say the worst ones.
Ed Helms, sure. JB yeah. Smoove, Amy Poehler.
That one hurts.
I get it.
Listen, I love JB Smoove.
Yeah. I guess
me
that's
no/unavailable.
So the 15 are people who responded saying no. So these are unavailables. Taika Waititi, Jason Sudeikis, Phoebe Bridgers, Edgar Wright, Nathan Fielder.
All available.
Oh, so you know for a fact that they're actually available right now.
Yeah.
Well, Edgar Wright doesn't hang with any comedy people. So like that right there, I go like, this was maybe even a bad ask. Ed Helms is literally everywhere right now.
Yeah, he's like out of this. You could see him walking, emailing people to do podcasts. It just doesn't track to me, but
he's
like,
emailing people saying, can I do your podcast?
Wait, but the great thing for me is Kevin never should have emailed those people in the first place because it was not supposed to be TRY month. It was.
Yes, that's the important thing.
Thrive
I also
month.
Feel like okay. Scott.
Thry
month. I also feel like Scott Aukerman may have salted the earth with some of these people, which like I get where like Ed Helms is doing the Auntie Donna show.
He produced that and Scott was involved with that. And so I would not be surprised if Rasputin Aukerman poured some poison in Mr. Helms's ear.
Yeah.
Mm.
Phoebe Bridgers was in the Comedy Bang Bang movie, of course. I think that could have said like, okay, we're not doing this anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understand, yes, we are an extension of Scott still.
Mm-hmm.
That's who we are. That's okay. Scott Aukerman is part of my identity forever.
Forever, yeah.
Well, that's okay.
I'm a piece of him. Yeah. I grew off of Scott Aukerman.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I'm essentially like a growth. I'm a deformity that was then removed and allowed to sort of scuttle away like in the thing. And no matter how much I grow and become my own monster,
right,
I'll always know that I started as just a piece of Scott Aukerman.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we are going to do something different this month with the two of you and a lot of
other
people.
Who are the people that didn't respond?
Oh, this is interesting.
Emma Stone.
I emailed and texted Adam Scott. No response.
Okay.
Abby Jacobson.
He's training, though.
Gillian Jacobs.
Busy, yeah.
Lil Rel, Lisa Kudrow, Randall Park, Tim Robinson, Eric. Should I keep going?
Yes.
Eric. No, Eric is good. Eric, you definitely don't need to, Eric, definitely no need to keep going with that name, that's for sure.
Okay. No, you say Eric and there's only one person it could be, and we can all say it at the same time.
3, 2, 1.
McCormack.
Eric.
That's right. Jonah Hill, Catherine Hahn, Mark Maron, okay. Busy Phillips, Lizzie Kaplan, Natasha Lyonne.
Some of these people are my friends. So
personal friends.
That.
They don't want to ruin it. I don't either.
They don't want to ruin it. You don't want to mix business with pleasure.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. That's what I like about this group is that we all have strictly professional relationships. Mm-hmm.
I'll say this, Sean. We only DM.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's and
right. DMers. Mm-hmm.
Carpe diem, as always. I do not have any other way of contacting anyone.
No.
As I have a standalone Instagram machine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, there's no phone capability on it. There's no texting or anything. There's no emails. And so that's just like how I meet the world. Mm. And it's got its positives and negatives.
You so, made your dentist join Instagram so you could set up appointments.
Yeah, that I did. And I regret it in some ways because they have done a lot of like live feeds of mm-hmm. oral surgeries from their office.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not good. Like you can see pretty clearly that they're guessing at what they're doing a lot of the time. And so it's made it harder to go back. But now I'm like, I'm going to find a new dentist. This is the one who's on Instagram and I made them join.
Yeah.
So.
You're basically kind of like clout hopping off your dentist, though.
I'll take the hit.
I did assume it was a boy dentist. Sean just said they, and I did say he, boy dentist. But when you think about it, I said that we were talking about how the dentist was doing a bad job. So I was like, okay, well, it's probably a boy.
Assuming a white man.
Yeah.
Mediocre white man.
The confidence of a mediocre white man to go in and do the
no need to think.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about what we are going to do this episode. You hear one of these produced podcast story show?
Some of this shit, man.
Uh-huh.
You hear the podcast and you're expecting like, okay, I'm just going to listen to people sniff each other and like get high off their own supply for an hour plus. But then you're introduced to this like whole soundscape and a story and a character and
Wolverine is there. Chris Gethard's talking to him. I mean, this is the kind of shit that you only get on a fully produced podcast.
The moth is there.
NPR presents
The moth from Norm Macdonald's long moth joke that he told on a talk show is there.
Produced story show, like a fiction podcast.
Yes.
Takes a lot longer, costs a lot more to do, not much listener or revenue upside, but wow. I mean, is it like, it's very prestigious to do one of these. We are doing this. We're going to do a produced podcast with real voice talent, real voice acting. Oh my God. Do we happen to actually have two of the voice actors from the different shows that's on here now?
Wait a second. Are we having two of the voice actors from the actual shows?
Do I, like, in my, every time I go online, do I see like, oh, like, if you like Paul F. Tompkins, you might want to see this thing about this freaking cartoon or whatever for babies. I actually like Paul. I don't need to see this other thing, but I do. But that's how I do know that he's doing this, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, do I see that? Are my parents sending me articles about Io for some reason? Where like she's like in the news because she did this voice? Yes, they're doing this. This is happening.
Is that actually true?
Yeah, because it was in the Boston Globe. If someone's in the Boston Globe, my parents are going to tell me about it.
That's true. That's true. Thank you to them. I love your parents.
So let's do, I mean, should we talk about what the show we want to do, Sean?
Yeah, let's get into it. So we're going to do one of these produced podcasts. It's going to blow everyone's fucking ass off.
Uh-huh.
They're going to absolutely get down and kiss our butts because it's going to be so cool and produced and funny.
Why
and we got this great voice
from
talent.
Ass to butt. In the space of five
for me
seconds.
Personally,
yes.
And so, see, Sean, this is a moment. I mean, you two have essentially hired two actors. We're going to ask you questions like mm-hmm. actors.
Oh, get ready for a bunch of questions. Yes, because we want to know. Great. We're gonna need it to know. Yeah. In the absence of a script, thank you very much. We're going
I would
to
like
need
to
know,
that as well.
Right? We're going to need to know as much as possible.
Yes.
So that you. We can do what it is you're asking us to do, which frankly sounds like a
thrilled to engage
a tall
in
order.
This process. And there's always a reason for these things.
Okay.
I switched to butt because I had just said ass.
Yeah.
I got you.
I'm understanding that. Okay. And so just from like a motivation place,
my character has a rule where he doesn't say the same word for behind twice in a row.
Okay. I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that before. Okay.
I guess I've seen that before. It does sound familiar.
So the show is called The Podcaster's Promise. It is grounded sci-fi.
Grounded hard sci-fi.
Okay. That modifier actually made it more confusing. But
well, because it's tricky.
What does that mean?
It's difficult.
It's very tricky and very
difficult.
It's
tricky and difficult.
Hard grounded sci-fi.
It's playing out aspects of our current reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like freaky, like dragons and stuff. It's like taking our real world.
That's fantasy.
And
yeah, that's not sci-fi. That is, okay, a different genre, but.
Yeah, I just said it's not that.
Oh, well, good.
Okay, well, no one thought it was.
I agree it's good. I agree that it's good. I said that it's not that. And you're like, yeah, but it's not that. And I'm like, yeah,
can
I
we
know.
Maybe,
that's exactly what I just
think,
said.
I think we need to cool down for a second here because I think that we're all, I feel like we're all.
I feel great actually because what I just said was affirmed by everyone. So I've actually never felt better in my entire life.
You sound so defensive right now, Hayes. You sound so defensive.
Okay,
right
I'm
now.
Actually. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to what I'm saying, mm-hmm. I feel better than I ever have ever before. I've never felt so confident.
If I could step in, just because I was not involved in this initial altercation, I was leaning back and letting Hayes take the wheel. I have to say, Paul, so much respect for you. Hayes is not angry at all, and he's actually laughing.
If you hear what I'm saying
to him.
And sorry, I know that I was involved in the initial altercation, but I did sort of step back when this started picking up. And I just want to know, Sean, do you respect me as well? Just all of this drama, I would say.
I just don't see how that's relevant.
Okay.
It just doesn't feel like it's part of this conversation.
No worries.
And I don't want to get sidetracked into this whole respects who, because at some point it will trickle up to Kevin and I do
trickle
need him
to
edit the episode.
Oh, I see.
Okay. No worries.
Now, speaking as someone who was absolutely involved in the original altercation, I want to point out that what I was
the
doing.
The architect of it, in fact.
Well, mm-hmm. yeah. What well, if you like, if that pleases you.
The okay. Merovingian.
It does. It's funny to me.
I was, I think it's important to point out that what I was trying to do was a good thing. And
I'm actually saying that you did do a good thing, which is you repeated exactly what I said back to me and it affirmed that what I said was correct.
Does this rock? I am laughing.
Ha 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 ha.
Oh. Okay.
Does the sci-fi take place in the present?
The year is
future?
30. The year is 3010.
Okay.
Every person is assigned their own personal podcast at birth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What are the pants like? Because in her, the pants were really high.
We're going to talk about her.
Question. We will be discussing her. We will be discussing the pants.
Thanks.
Yes, we will get it. Sean has a lot of the clothing choices, like I will throw to him in a second once I get through like some of the basics.
For sure, yeah.
Legends of podcasting like Anna Faris and Mike Mitchell are revered and taught in history class. people guest on each other's shows, essentially as a form of currency. That's how all financial transactions are made. Not with like actual money, but like that is like the currency, is like being able to guest on each other's podcasts, like we're doing today with the two of you.
Not listenership or advertisements.
No, I mean, well, that's money. Like that's what comes out of it, is like you guest on a show and then that translates into more listeners for your show. And society,
you could go into debt, like getting yourself an appearance on Armchair Expert or it's one of these like enormous shows. Mm-hmm. But you know, you may be working that off for the rest of your life with
right.
appearances.
How does this function as currency, like for goods, for purchasing goods and services?
Like if I wanted a couch.
Yeah.
If you want a couch, then you would cash in.
I know how you get an armchair, as you go on Armchair Expert.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Sure. Yeah. I know. Right.
You talk to Dax.
Yeah. Then we got it.
Uh huh.
He's still alive.
Got to pay that off.
It's still, right.
Dax Shepard is still alive.
3010.
Oh no, we're gonna write a fun produced podcast where Dax Shepard is dead, and that's a big part of the story. That's not just gonna turn everyone.
So
off
at the very
instantly.
Beginning, people are listening to this to have fun, and we're like, okay, by the way, Dax Shepard is dead.
So the whole first episode is just people mourning Dax Shepard. It's like Dax Shepard Day, and
okay,
I just
okay.
don't
this is a
think
real
that's
grabber.
Like a
I like
good,
this. Oh, you don't think it's this, good?
No.
Oh
no, that was all sarcasm.
It's terrible.
Okay, because honestly, I guess you were being sarcastic, but that actually sounds like a good opening.
No, the very beginning is Dax Shepard is alive. One of the first lines is Dax Shepard lives.
One of the
it is
what?
3010.
Dax Shepard lives.
And sorry to start writing and pitching.
Dax Shepard is
I know
healthy
that
and fine.
I'm here as an actor and not in any capacity as a writer. So
sorry,
I
wait,
apologize for pitching.
Has Dax Shepard been missing or something, or presumed dead?
No, Dax Shepard has. No, we say Dax Shepard has been
alive,
like,
this whole
alive
time.
And
so it opens with like what, the year 3010, and then
yes.
It says Dax Shepard is alive.
Dax Shepard is alive. Yes.
Okay.
And podcasters are historic figures that we talk about. Like, if you want to sit down,
sorry,
or, like, use
time
a couch,
out, time out.
You
I got to get.
Armchair Expert. We
sorry,
said the
sorry.
Exact thing. We said this already.
No, no, no. This is a different thought, and this is
okay.
Because we got. I think you want to get out ahead of this. Mm. The year is 3010, and Dax Shepard is still alive.
Yes.
Have you run this by Hasan Minhaj?
And why would I know why I have to do that? But you explain
okay,
to the listeners.
Because, you know, they had a little blow
right.
up online. Mm. And
yeah.
Mr. Minhaj does not consider Mr. Shepard a 10. But then he later recanted because he saw a picture of Dax Shepard shirtless. And
right.
That was two alphas duking it out. One sure. alpha thinking the other was a beta and then realizing, oh, no, I'm in the presence of a fellow alpha.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Is this a reference to that, I guess, is what I'm asking.
3010 is the fact that the year has the number
it's,
10
it's
in it.
Yeah. It's so specific.
I do want to say I know that it is like hard sci-fi, but it is hard to not view that as something political about this predicament.
Yeah.
And I do
oh, it's
feel
so
like
political.
If the third sentence isn't Hasan Minhaj is dead or Hasan Minhaj is alive, like you've made a choice. You
it's
know?
Incredibly political. And yeah. I think we can solve it without really dealing with that even, which is we say the year is 3010. Dax Shepard lives. Hasan Minhaj is fine with that.
Okay. All right. That's what makes it grounded.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
that's
the
what
hard.
Makes it hard and grounded. Yeah.
That's the hard and yeah. That's, hard.
That's the hard and grounded. That's mm-hmm. the hard and grounded.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So Go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your milk, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big milk energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to milks of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your milk!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
And so in the future, Sean and Hayes are scrappy, kind of like mid-tier podcasters. So the way it works is you accumulate...
Who, me?
Like,
can you
value...
Picture it?
Based on your number of 5-star ratings on Apple Podcasts, your like right. average score, mm-hmm. your like these are things that like are evaluated and has created a societal hierarchy.
And do the reviews right. have any numerical value?
Yeah, we did not establish how you buy things with
and also
this
why are you scrappy if podcasters are historical
what do you need to
figures?
Buy? Let's go through it. What do you want?
Sofa. Let's go back to Io's original.
Thanks. And I think that okay. it should be a pull-out one in case you have guests.
Absolutely. A convertible.
Yeah.
You can't do a sofa, but if you need to lie down, you can go on Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally's podcast, which takes place in their bed. And mm-hmm. so, like, that's basically... Mm-hmm. So, like, if you want to sit down, you can go on Armchair Expert. If you, what's that show called, Kevin?
In Bed with Nick and Megan.
In Bed with those guys.
You can lie down.
Okay. What if you want
to... And so, if you want to lie down, then you go on the In Bed show.
Could you also go... on Emily and Kumail's podcast because theirs is all about staying in, I believe.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, is there a couch
that
in
limited
the...
series?
If you need to go inside.
About that limited series they did?
Yeah, that limited series.
If you need to go inside, or you can go on Stay at Homekins.
So Paul's alive.
Yeah, Paul's alive.
Oh,
what
that's good
about
news.
Me? Sorry,
he
I don't know.
He looks
that
like shit. I don't mean this to be. he is alive.
Uh huh.
But it's like.
You can tell that I was a guy who was alive in 2021.
Paul, since we're talking about these ratings, Paul in the year 3010 is like a 4.
Yeah. But Dax is still a 10.
That's, I'll take it.
Dax is a 10. Paul at this point is a solid 4.
That's a long time from now. So I feel like, okay, fine.
What are you two? The same numbers?
We don't actually pay attention to that. So we don't like.
We don't care about it. We don't care about any of that. We're 7s.
You do know the rankings of other people, but you don't care about it for yourselves.
It's well, oh it's like God. It's
if
out
I
there.
I have to, yeah. I guess it's like I think I read somewhere.
Wait, Paul,
yeah,
I'm gonna,
that Paul was
I'm gonna
a 4.
Text you their numbers. I think.
Thank you.
No worries.
For us, we just like hanging out. Like we're gonna be doing this anyway. We're gonna be like having a fun conversation with each other. Accurate. If other people Thank are you. Enjoying it, great. Like
and
that's
it's
awesome.
Lower than you'd think it would be.
But that's not.
But it. But when you realize
if you're
it's
saying
right.
it, then how is
it
lower? It
was.
Than you'd think
here's
it
what
would
it,
be?
It was. No, she's right though, because it was like I had a number in my head that she was going to text me, and I was thinking, well, it's probably realistically, it's probably lower than that.
Yeah.
And then once she texted, I'm like, yes, we're on the same page. That is, it's like mm-hmm. you have a number, and then you have a secret number that you
secret
don't
number,
you won't
yeah.
admit,
and it's the secret number. Yeah.
It's the secret number.
So Sean and Hayes just like to chill and they get on mic and they like the show is fun, but they don't care about getting into like the iTunes top 200, which confers on people special abilities. The higher your rating is, it gives you essentially character points where you can develop different physical abilities, enhance different aspects of your body.
Can you do it like that? Because it's the future. Can you go like nose enhance,
or do you have to go somewhere like a doctor's office, or can you do it in your pod?
Do you go on a doctor's podcast to get surgery,
or does it happen to you like
absolutely
you're like
you
a
go
sim.
On Dr. Drew's podcast?
Yeah,
and he does surgery on you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, if you have any kind
Dr.
of
Drew
illness
is the
or
doctor
disease.
Here's what I'm gathering so far is that everyone who's doing podcasts now is
alive.
Still alive in 3010
yes.
and still doing the same podcast.
Not everyone.
And honestly, this is a bit of an allegory because this is how we are achieving immortality. You realize that right now.
In 3010, we will all be alive because of this episode.
Right.
Which people
think
will
about
be
that.
Listening to, yeah.
Think right about this that. Minute.
Because of the episode where I found out I'm a 5, we are going to be known and famous and studied in the year 3010, and we'll still be alive in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So are the characters of Hayes and Sean and Paul and are, you know, again, I've tried to subtly ask and haven't ignored. So I just, you know, we'll just get that out of the way, whatever. But will they physically be alive or is it more of like a spiritual thing? More of
sci-fi
like their consciousness
is such an amazing opportunity for allegory.
Okay, you are just sort of bypassing my question completely. Or?
I want to use my platform to amplify Io and ask: is she alive in 3010?
Retweet.
Is Io alive?
Signal boost.
Yeah.
That's a big that, signal
we're
boost.
Let's do the human
and
microphone.
I have to deal with this question now.
Well, yeah, because it was amplified.
Does Io survive in the future? No, nobody.
Here's what I'll say.
That's enough for me.
It doesn't
That's
matter,
enough for
man.
Me. That's enough.
A look off Thanks. Into the distance?
Yeah.
I will say, here's, I mean, this is the question. Is Io alive if all of her parts have been replaced? So, like, yes. Is it, yes. There's something still called Io walking around, but every one of her parts is completely different.
Like including brain, so it's really not the same person.
All
well, it's
the
all
part,
been enhanced.
Every part is different. Enhanced.
I went to Dr. Drew.
Sometimes enhanced, sometimes
dehanced.
Can you dehance in this scenario? In this universe?
Yes, you can.
Dehancing
get
is a thing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe it's like you can de-hand, like if you want to get more points or something, or you want
to
like
you have to cash in.
Yeah,
yes.
There's like a pawn shop situation, Gift of the Magi mm-hmm. vibes.
There's sort of a bargain basement cloning farm where they have only the genetic material from survivor villain Russell Hance. So you get de-hanced by getting Russell Hance. You know, in an ideal world, your parts
He's
are
also
being
alive.
Replaced by someone who shared your genetic material mm-hmm. or, you know, or someone who was in some way healthier or, you know, doing better. But if you can't afford that, and if you're appearing on like, I don't know, like what was that Bozos of Basketball podcast that we were both on, Hayes?
Hameslides.
If you're on Hameslides or something, you're not going to be able to afford that primo genetic material. And what you're going to get is actually you'll get Russell Hance parts.
Yeah.
Is Colleen from season one Survivor, star of the motion picture The Animal, she's still alive?
Yeah, okay. She's alive as hell, man.
Gervais.
Ricky Gervais
is alive, but he believes in God.
Believes in God
for him,
now.
That's worse than death.
He finally came around. Okay.
He believes in God, which is for him worse than death. So he wants to die.
Mm. Yes.
He's like
he
on a cross and
he
means it
God.
This time.
He wants to die because he finally believes in God.
Mm-hmm. But he can't take his own life because believing in God that's like a mortal sin that you can't go to confession for, so he can't be forgiven.
Rules.
It's actually like an incredible dilemma that he's in philosophically. Ooh. And he's still doing stand-up. He's still doing like really good stand-up.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
He's on The Good One like all the time.
It's actually just called Good One.
No, it's a new podcast. It's a different podcast.
Oh, I like this. I like this. Yeah, okay. This is what you hired us for, guys.
And so
it's actually not.
We actually did hire you to do voice acting, which we'll have to get separately because we haven't even finished going through like what your characters are going to be.
I assumed that Paul was playing himself and
not close.
Mm. Okay.
But not that far either.
So every podcaster, which is everyone, has is able to interact with their own personal Scott Aukerman AI. Scott Aukerman is a living code and he gives podcasting advice like in Her. You have like your own personal Scott Aukerman, like in Her, who you can also have sex with. Like
I feel like we're getting close to the pants now.
Yeah. Do you want to just get
the pants
out of the way? Because
let's get the pants out of the way. Yeah.
So you remember the dinosaur that spits in Newman's face?
Sure.
That's what pants look like.
I don't follow that.
What do you mean? They flare out about? Like the like that. The pants do that
every time you take a step.
Do they make the noise?
They make the noise. They shoot spit out.
The pants.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So you like always just have
and
like
they expose
wet leg?
A lot of you.
So you always have wet leg.
isn't that better than like how we live now?
So
which is
you
like we
always
have
wet leg.
Don't you want like the consistency of like not having to work? Like just
if you wear pants,
you
do.
It?
Yeah, I mean, you can never have wet leg, or you can always have wet leg, and I think that choice is no choice at all.
Speaking of legs, where do your legs go in these? In these pants,
through the top.
What are the okay? What are the pant legs?
They're the middle of it. What?
Yeah,
I don't. I guess
are
I'm
there
trying
two
to
or one? One? Are there
your
two?
Your feet
or
come
one?
Out the bottom.
Okay.
Are there two or one?
Yeah.
Pants? There's so many.
No.
Yeah, everybody has them.
Okay. Thanks.
There's like a thousand.
Sure.
Io, don't just give up. Don't because that lets them win.
Io,
know what I mean?
Do not give up. Okay.
I'm on your side. I'm here with you.
It actually is
never,
like really exhausting. I will say
Io,
having my voice
amplified.
Your
career is just beginning. You know that, right?
Thank you. I've heard.
I understand. Yeah. But I don't want you to get defeated because I'm on your side and I'm here for you.
This industry just is like really tough. And obviously, you know, like Hayes and Sean are notorious gatekeepers and also play like sick little mind games.
They're gaslights. Gatekeepers
where the
and
intent
gaslights.
Is to exhaust you. They also are exhausters.
Exactly.
And so thank you for reminding me that I can't let that beat me, that there is more and it does get better. And additionally,
I lost audio for a while.
Oh, no worries. Sorry, I didn't realize.
That's awesome. That's awesome. The Rock.
I'm having trouble when you say that the Newman spitter from Jurassic Park is what pants are now.
Well, he doesn't spit Newman. You realize that?
I know. I'm just trying
spit
to
spit on Newman.
He spits on Newman.
This is where they're exhausters.
Yeah.
Because you knew what I meant.
I know.
Right?
I will say I think I get it, and I'm going to draw you a little drawing. You know, on iPhone where you can hold it, and it becomes animation, and then you can draw little drawings. So I can do one of those for you because I stand with you, and as you stood with me once,
and will again,
and so that's what I will do for you, sort of allying myself back, if you will.
Did you know I once heard about somebody who sent one of those touch messages on purpose?
Come on.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. It was by a friend of my cousin.
And where are they now? Probably prison.
And so they have a conversation. Sean and Hayes have their like daily conversation with their personal Scott Aukerman AI. Sean Hayes are a little discouraged because their last episode was very poorly received by society. People said that it was not funny, and it was a bad episode.
And you get like briefings at the end of the day from society, like at large.
Yeah, when you say society, is everyone listening to every podcast?
Well, like no, obviously, like not everyone is listening to.
Well, it wasn't obvious.
Every episode of
because they're just like are these ideas of like consciousness
enough to be familiar?
No worries.
You have to listen to every podcast that gets made, and then you can subscribe or not subscribe.
It's the experience of like, so when people come on our show, we'll sometimes ask like, have you listened to the show before? And people go, yeah. Like that's the reaction that we often get. And so that is how it kind of works in society. Got yes, you. People have listened to the show before. No other information.
Great.
Okay. Okay.
So they talk to Scott Aukerman, and AI Scott Aukerman is like, look, like don't worry. Keep your head up. Everything's going to be okay. But the most important thing is, never listen to your own podcast because it'll like make you
it'll go completely insane.
We know
you'll experience ego death.
Yes. Which is good sometimes. Like,
It depends.
Not if you want a podcast again.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
So Sean and Hayes go home to their shared wife who is played by Io, and they're of course Sean and Hayes are both podcasters. So their shared wife makes significantly more money than either both of them put together. It is basically like helping enable this life for them. So it's movie night. Sean and Hayes are watching a movie with their shared wife,
played by me,
played by Io,
and the character
and
is
Io picks the movie.
A person or AI or is and, it?
And Sean and Hayes are nice, and Io picks the movie.
Thanks, Kings.
And. But instead of like a movie, she accidentally picks the last podcast episode, and they end up watching an entire podcast episode being confused that it's a movie. It's all in one like interface now, and you know how this is. You know, it's all in like the little like entertainment
box.
Right, but there's no differentiation between movies and podcasts in the interface.
When this is where we're getting to, right? And with shows like this, with what we're doing, podcasts are basically the same as movies. And so, like, play that out on another freaking 100 years or whatever we're talking about. Like, there is basically no difference between a movie and a podcast. So, like, this will be explained more in the actual show. But Io accidentally picks their last podcast episode.
So they're going to experience.
And they listen to the entire thing, and they're like, this isn't what we said. We didn't say this when we were just, like, hanging out and chilling and recording this. This has actually deep fakes audio in it that were planted there by the Scott Aukerman AI. And the deep fakes audio will also be played by Io.
No one notices the lack of visual images at all.
No, but like this is like
there's like art, you know, there's like the cover art basically. There's a thumbnail.
And an episode bio or description.
There's an episode description which is like that's visual as well.
And that's just there static for the entire episode.
And you're looking
episode.
At something else. There's other stuff in the room that you're like looking at, and you're like, it's easy to get confused
so much
that
cool
this is part
future
of the movie.
Stuff. Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to have to do some work to get to that place.
I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to do that work, and I support you in that.
Yeah, thank you.
And so they go back to the Scott Arkman AI, and I have to go really soon, and you'll have to just record your line separately, I guess, because we got nothing today. But Scott Arkman AI is like, yes, I did this because, like, if I didn't record,
yes, I
do
did,
these audio
yes.
deepfakes of
yes,
you saying this, like, unfunny stuff, yes, then my legacy yes. would be destroyed.
My legacy would be destroyed.
Wait, but is
that's
Paul,
not your character?
But
I thought I was playing the AI.
Paul is the Ackerman AI. No, Paul.
No,
has
Paul
to be the
is
Scott
the Scott Ackerman AI.
Oh, sorry. I started doing voice work. I just wanted to get ready for when we start taking.
Yeah.
Reggie, stop spinning. You know that sort of. Yeah. Yeah. Reggie, stop spinning on the turntables.
Stop improvising the music.
Reggie,
that's so crazy.
May have got away from me a little bit, probably, but.
The Scott Arkman AI said, now I have to destroy the two of you once and for all to like to retain my legacy as the world's greatest podcaster.
Right.
And he.
Now immortalized as AI.
Yes. Places audio deepfakes in.
Wait, I thought you guys were like scrappy mid-tier podcasters.
That's what we thought too.
We did too. And part of what happened is this episode that everyone's regarding as very bad was the best episode we ever recorded.
Yes.
And Scott Aukerman's AI knew immediately that if the public was exposed, that we would launch into the stratosphere.
And
so this
has,
is like a wish fulfillment. I get it. Okay.
And he has been like carefully edging our reputation in a way where, like, obviously he can't convince people that we're like terrible every single podcast, but every once in a while he'll have us do a really, really bad show so our reputation can never get like too good. And again, this is based in reality, and he'll take our like best stuff and just like alter it in ways, and he knows we're never listening to it because that's his like big advice.
Right.
Never listen to your own podcast. You remember that. And so that actually connected.
That was the podcaster's promise that we would never listen to our own episode.
But there's more.
Oh,
that's the podcaster's promise.
There's all different ones.
And there's more too. Yeah.
It's called the podcaster's promise, but there's several podcasters.
Several promises.
Yes.
That's one of them.
How does he have you do a bad episode?
And also, there's no apostrophe in it.
In the movie Minority Report, there are several Minority Reports.
The podcasters, the promises of the verb, actually.
Did anyone hear my question?
Well, I wish I knew that in the beginning. And I did, actually.
How does he... Thank you. How does the Scott Arkman AI have you do a bad episode?
Those are the deepfakes.
Deepfakes.
Oh, audio deepfakes. That's where the audio deepfakes come in.
To say really controversial things about popular podcasters.
So the
so
reason
that
why
it
your
infuriates
podcast
the
isn't
public.
Popular is because the deepfakes are deepfaking you shit talking.
That's right. And it makes people actually not want to support us.
Yes. First, he just has us saying like generic unfunny stuff and just like has us
jokes.
Be like not clicking. You know? He takes episodes where we're like, in every single episode, it turns out, we are absolutely like locked in.
Yeah, but, on fire.
Yes, but he... Mm-hmm. inserts just like crosstalk and like people not hearing each other and just generally saying
what about deepfakes where it's like the content is, it just seems like so weird, you know, and like so kind
to
of
me that actually rocks
to, oh okay yeah
so to me and like this is like so weird and like this is so off.
Yeah,
this is the kind of shit I like.
Yeah, and people have to like search for an episode to, that they can like understand.
Yeah, and so
dude,
like, that like
okay,
that's the AI. Yeah.
That's my shit.
Oh, okay.
And so first, it's just like generic unfunny stuff, but then to finally destroy us once we found out, we like he has us saying offensive stuff about other legendary podcasters that like society is like now coming after us, and the PC police are coming to kill us.
So
oh,
by
wow.
3010, the Scott AI has figured out how to make you guys sound rude.
How to make us rude and unfunny. And unfunny.
Rude and unfunny, yeah.
Yes. So
because the technology has advanced to this point where he can actually take our stuff, which is good,
yep.
and make it seem rude and unfunny and disjointed.
Seems like that's some really crooked media.
Yeah.
So that's sort of what I.
And they are the president.
Yeah. Those guys are cool.
Crooked media is the president, and they died.
Yes. Before the events of this story, or do they die during the story?
I don't want to spoil it.
Well, we have to know.
Well, we need to know just for the performance.
That's going to feed into your performance, whether or not Crooked Media is the president.
Yeah, well, if my character of the died. Shared wife is political, then yeah.
You better believe it's political. She is really, really political.
That's good.
Who am I playing, by the way?
The Scott Aukerman, AI.
I'm sorry.
So one of the audio, what are some of the audio deepfakes that they put in, Sean? Let's get one, because I really do have to go.
I think one thing that Scott Aukerman AI nefariously implants is us saying that we think Pete Holmes is faking his laugh sometimes.
Yeah, you would never.
Or even not that he's like stuff we would never say. That he doesn't think something is like necessarily that funny.
But right. Amplifies the
no,
laugh.
That he's laughing, but that he's... Yes. He's juicing it up a little bit.
For sure.
So, Io, you're doing the audio deep fake. So, I guess Scott Aukerman AI can say, like, here I go.
I'm planting the deep fakes on the boys' podcast.
You know, something that I think... What is it? Tell me. I just think... I'm sorry. But when Pete Holmes is laughing, it isn't that loud. That's exactly what I'm saying. So...
Okay, and Sean, do you want to get a react
I've
to that?
I've done it again.
Yes, hang on. What? We never said that, Hayes. That was when we were actually doing a really funny bit. What? This got deep faked in there.
If it's a deep fake, shouldn't you guys sound like what Io just did?
That is what they sound like.
We do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we did. Maybe my internet connection is unstable. I apologize.
It is. I saw the acting up.
Oh, no. Does that... That shows up on your screen too? That's humiliating.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never said anything like that. We were actually doing a really funny show. So we got it. We got what we need for today. And this story will continue over the rest of this entire month.
That's good.
And we'll get you your lines to write, Kevin. We'll get them some line to like record.
We need some more dialogue recorded
to just
all the
fill
stuff
in.
That we explained and like couldn't get through two sentences of.
I just don't know if I just feel like I didn't get a script at all. So
and I just said you are going to
and you will and we actually had some stuff that we were going to request specific lines and we literally couldn't string two sentences together without some sort of interruption and detour and so I think it made it a little harder
how
to record the audio.
How does that feel?
He asked how it feels.
I keep losing the sound of these and this is and I'm wondering, is Scott Aukerman already an AI and is he stopping me from being able to engage with you? Because I'd love to answer your question. I could see your mouth moving. I'm sure you have a question.
I don't want to answer your question, you piece of shit.
I would never say that to Paul.
Okay, something like that. Yeah, something like that probably.
Okay, so Kevin, you're gonna send their lines to them as a Reddit DM, correct?
That's right. That's where I do all my business. Gang.
Okay. Okay. Sounds great. Thank you both. Bye bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, Carl and Hassan discuss drugs. The boys do a teaser freezer for Shadow in the Cloud, and the Flagrant Ones are talking all things basketball. They also have a new Flagrant Ones t-shirt, and the link is available in the episode description. Check out the podcast and videos 5 days a week at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.